That's Jeremy House. Georgia has carried out its first execution of the year, putting to death a man who fatally stabbed his neighbor 25 years ago. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They let the images of the songs they perform, no frills, speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. Pass the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets $12.50 each or a table of $10, $100. Don't miss the chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience turns Wind River Resort and Casino into Hotel California. Friday, June 16th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 17th of May, 2017, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The reason I'm having to be fast is Linda is just bouncing all over the...
It's Wednesday! And, where's our hump?
Bob.
It's okay,
Bob.
We have so much going on.
Hey, you know what day it is, Bob? You know what day it is, Bob? Bob.
We may play that going into the first
hour.
Hey, Bob, you know what day
it is? We'll play that going into the
first hour. No, Bob, you're supposed to say, no, what day is it?
Oh, what day is it?
It's hump day!
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a lot on our plate today, don't we, Carl? A lot of fantastic things. The Marines are here.
They're back
in the green room, ready to come on. Very excited.
Yeah, and then we have, of course, Fred Salanti from Missing in America program, and then the sheriff's coming in at 8 o'clock. But we got a lot of things that are going on right now. Wait. So good morning. And it's rodeo. Rodeo starts today. Rodeo week really starts today. What's it look like for tonight?
Okay, it's currently 46 degrees, and tonight, and our highs will be 79 tonight. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 43. Tomorrow calls for sunny with our temperatures around 87, and Thursday night calls for lows of around, and mostly clear with our lows of around 58. Friday, now we have another sunny day with our highs of 94. I know we're going to the rodeo Friday and Saturday.
Tonight
we have a little Casey in our box. So Saturday is sunny and hot with our high near 96, and Saturday night calls for a low of 64. So there's your forecast. I don't see in this forecast any chance of showers, which is nice.
It's going to be hot.
Yes. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Next 2 hours, we have tickets to give away for the rodeo for tonight and tomorrow night. And we have tickets to give away, if rodeo is not your thing, to the Riverfront Playhouse. And that is tonight. I mean, it just crept up on me. My goodness. For Charlie's aunt, we have media tickets for tonight for that show as well. So you wanted to talk about the red light tickets, and I want to talk about five things that are going on. Five things you need to know. Do you want to start first?
Well, yeah. Something everybody needs to know is that the red light cameras are still going to be here with us. Even though.
Flashing away.
Even though the city now has to pay the red light camera people. They have red light cameras.
Is the name of the camera.
Yeah, red flight. You know what? And by the way, those people out of that area, the CEO got sentenced to jail. For bribing people to have their red lights there. Can you believe that? I think it was in Chicago. Well, you know, and anybody getting arrested and put in jail for Chicago.
Is this a wonderful country or what?
Yeah, well, I mean, so they were bribing, and she knew about it, and her salesman was bribing people to make sure that the red light stayed there. So maybe we should have a look at our place. Okay, I'm just kidding about that. But anyway, you know, it's always been free in the sense if you don't get the ticket, it's been free. But now, you know, because the company would just pay for everything. And then they would take, you know, X amount of dollars from the system for every time it worked. And then, you know, the cost of this is $530, around $530. Only $100, as Chief Paletti points out, is supposed to come to the city. The rest of it are these fines and additives that we, the people of California, voted to do. So what you have is a $500 fine for rolling through, making a right-hand turn in the middle of the morning, when I say like 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's nobody out, but you roll through that light, guess what? Boom, you got a $500 ticket there, buddy. You are a lawbreaker. I hate it. I hate them. It just seems like they ought to be unconstitutional. I mean, it just isn't. I mean, they just.
Well, we grew
because
up.
Because a policeman would not give you a ticket for that.
Rolling?
A person would not give you a ticket at 5 o'clock in the morning. There's no traffic. You come up, you know, you've looked and you kind of, you know, and you don't stop totally and you just kind of roll through there.
Right.
Guess what? That is not fair.
$550. I know that's what happened to me. You know, we can talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. It happened. I got spanked hard.
But it's preventing accidents.
And I paid it. We paid it.
Yeah.
But I did go to court to fight it, and I was honest.
Did I?
I had a white record. She called it. You have a white record.
Vanilla.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, but vanilla's, you know, because you've never had a ticket.
Yeah, vanilla is probably the correct term. But anyway, if I get there, my blood will boil. It's just one of those things. It's one more. You know, I said to Carl, no more if you wanted to run off and – I'm going to say this because you guys are going to – if you wanted to have a quickie somewhere in the field, the cameras are watching. Satellite's going to find you.
Drones.
You can't hide.
Are we talking quickies? Did you say quickies?
Pay attention.
Okay. I am.
The average American is caught on a video 45 times each and every day.
No.
This makes me sick.
No. Where did you get that? Did you just make that up?
No.
Make it up. He's Boomer Tech Guy.
Oh, that's right. He's Boomer Tech Guy.
Every time you go into a store, every time you go through a traffic intersection, every time pass the average street corner, the average American, an average of 45 times a day on a video image that is stored somewhere.
If you're in England, it's probably
100. It's even higher.
Yeah, because they've got cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
you go
higher.
To London, try and find a spot that doesn't have a camera. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. Okay.
Okay.
You got two minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes. Be quick.
How can I do that?
You can't. So it's 2 minutes.
Okay.
Get the big
one. Number one, White House. This feels different over the controversies that have enveloped the Trump White House these past 4 months. This one's the most ominous. This is by CNN, by the way. Sources say FBI James Comey documented in a memo that the fact that President Trump asked him to stop investigating former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. If that's true, looks like folks considered obstruction of justice a straight-up impeachable offense. The last scandal, it's too early to call Memogate, spooked the financial market as the dollar fell, but at least it turned everybody's attention away from the Russian saga. And there's an update there too. Officials tell CNN that Israel was the source of some of the classified info that the president reportedly told the Russians last week that the infamous White House get together. What do you think about all that?
I think it's CNN because they don't want him to – they want to destroy the Trump presidency. They want to destroy – now, is he perfect? No. But they want to destroy the Trump presidency because they were so wrong. They were wrong. They got caught. They got spanked. Their pants were pulled down. They got spanked. They were wrong. So what they want to do is destroy this presidency. They want to destroy him. And they're not going to stop. You know, and
the never Bushers or the never Trumpers are just the Bush
crowd. And McCain.
Crowd. Yeah.
McCain's yelling, you know, he's starting to use the word Watergate. You know, the fact is, if you don't play by the rules of those in power who've been in power for so long, they're going to pull you down. It's like a bunch of hyenas pulling down a cape buffalo.
Number two, Terror Bulletin. What Homeland Security calls one of the most serious threats to the nation since 9/11 isn't coming from overseas. It's coming from right here at home. DHS renewed a bulletin warning of possible attacks from homegrown terrorists. The bulletin includes new information like how terrorists might use vehicles to kill people in ramming attacks, warnings about foreign terrorist fighters who may try to get into the U.S. to carry out attacks or to incite others to do so also in the bulletin. Number three, Bill Cosby says he won't testify during his upcoming assault trial. It's the first time that we've heard from the disgraced comedian in more than 2 years. In an interview with CNN's Michael Smirsonish in his Sirius XM radio program, Cosby said the piling on of sexual assault misconduct accusation for more than 50 women was an impressive way to tilt public opinion against him. He also said racism could be a factor in the charges against him. Jury selection in the trial for Cosby faced three felony incident assault counts in a case involving a Temple University employee starts next week. Fentanyl, number four, is nothing to mess with. It's the opiate that killed Prince, and it's 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. In the last example of how just touching its residue can be dangerous, a police officer in East Liverpool, Ohio, collapsed and was rushed to the hospital after he touched some fentanyl powder. It happened after he and other officers made a drug bust. The officer wiped off some powder left on his uniform with his bare hands, and within minutes he was sick. Police think the OD just on the residue. Number five, teen deaths. More than 3,000 adolescents die every day around the world from causes that are largely preventable. A new report from the World Health Organization says those deaths add up to more than 1.2 million fatalities among those aged 10 to 19. The leading cause was car crashes, followed by lower respiratory infections and self-harm. Where teens live makes a difference, too. Two-thirds of deaths occur in South Asia and Africa.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages with Fred Salonti from Missing in America.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
And now, back to our show.
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it is hump day, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Going to go up to 79 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. The first day of rodeo. Rodeo tonight at the, of course, at the rodeo grounds right here in Redding. Rodeo City this week. It's River City? No, it's Rodeo City. Good morning. Linda and I are here, and we welcome Fred Salante, who is the Grand Poobah, the master of the Missing in America project, the founder and the, the main drive behind it. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, thank you, Carl. I'm glad to see you and Linda again, and thanks for letting me talk for a few minutes.
Well, we're glad to see everybody every day. It's better to be looking out down than looking up, right?
I'm a full believer of the half a glass is full, not empty.
There you go.
So Missing in America, let's talk about what's happened in the last year with – and get up closer to the mic, Fred, if you can, because we're going to really hear you. What's happened in the last year with your Missing in America project?
Well, we've had lots of things in the last year, but I think the biggest thing is what we did last week, and that was we had uncovered in Washington a six-year-old boy that died in 1923 by falling off a wagon, and then the wagon ran over him. It was a loaded wagon, and so he passed, and we were able to go through research and find that his father was a World War I veteran, and he was buried at Rosecrans Cemetery in San Diego. So last week we started out and did a week trip and took him from Seattle and swapped over between Washington MIAP, Oregon MIAP, and California. And we took him all the way to Rosecrans and had a ceremony the other Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to reunite him with him and his father and his mother after 94 years being on a shelf in Washington.
Wow.
That's what cool. We do, but that's one of the most exciting things.
Yeah, that was great.
It just warms my heart.
And one of the reasons you can do this is because you have various times fundraisers in which people can help. Because everything in Missing in America project is done through volunteerism. And, you raise your own money, use your own gas, pay for your own rooms, all of these things.
Yeah, and nobody's paid.
Nobody's paid. People, he must get money for that. No. So like many other things veterans do, nobody gets paid for this.
Yes.
So now you've got the this Saturday is the Fallen Rider Run and the annual fundraiser for the Camp for Life. Tell people what the Camp for Life is.
Okay, Camp for Life is a group of children that are serious or terminally ill, and they're on constant medication. Most of them aren't even going to school because they got so much special needs. And so the idea with the camp was to take these children plus their family, and we rent the need camp for a week, the environmental camp out at Whiskeytown Lake, and we put the families and all of the siblings and the ill children, and we give them a cabin, and they can come for a week, and we give meals, we have events, we do everything. And the biggest thing there, Carl, is so they bond with other families that have the same type of problems, so they realize they're not the lone man on an island. Other families have the similar problems.
Yeah, I was out there one time. We did a remote from out there, and I got to meet the families. And you're absolutely right. It's such a great week for the kids out there.
Well, and the kids plan it. From the minute they leave, they already want to know when the next camp is the next year. And like everything, Carl, to rent the camp, to get the food, do all the stuff, I'll be honest, it actually costs us about $32,000 a year to put this camp on for a week. And so you obviously have to survive with money, and we have no government money, so it's all by private donation.
Okay, so and that's right, absolutely that's right. And we when you went back the first time back to D.C. taking the remains back, to D.C. We made it as far as Reno because we couldn't make the full ride because of the time. But I tell you what, it was on your birthday, in fact.
Yes, I had so much pride.
So many years ago.
And when you saw, I just hope to well up here. But when we went on that ride, how many people were actually when we left from Reading? Were in that ride at that the first?
Yeah, this is the first leg of it right. when we started from here, and there's. It was a good 200, 300 people by the time we hit Susanville and stuff.
Yeah.
So that had been the first time experience for me. But when you saw the veterans and their families in the overpasses, on the bridges, waving flags, and one thing that sticks out of my mind, out in the middle of five somewhere, this guy, you know.
Older guy.
Just sitting there and saluting, his shoulders back, a big flag, and he's by himself and he's saluting. I said to Carl, this will always be etched in my brain as a memory in my life. And it was just, and you hooked up with the Buffalo Soldiers and everywhere you went. Oh, my God, the stories from that. But anyway, so this is where your generous donations can go. By the way, all bikers are welcome. Fred Solanti, you can give him a call if you're just feeling like I want to donate, 226-9900. But if you want to go on the poker run, the Fallen Riders Memorial Poker Run, pre-register early. Again, it's May 20th.
That's two days from now.
Right, and it's starting at the Veterans Hall.
No, this one is going to start at Harley-Davidson. We're going to have our dinner, which is a one-pound prime rib dinner. We'll end up, and that's included in the registration.
When you think about a pound of prime rib, let's think about that, Bob. A pound of prime rib.
Sounds tasty to me.
Yeah. Okay. That's going to go from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Raffles, auctions, prizes, 50-50 draw. And guess what? Meal tickets are only $30. Now, from that, you get the dinner. You have a lot of great things going on down there. And you get a prime rib dinner for that. Try and get that anywhere for that price.
And for the guys that register for the ride, they actually get a little cheat because they only pay $25 to register for their ride and the meals included.
Oh, okay. So if you're going on the ride, and get this, it's all motorcycles. You don't have to bring a Harley. It can be anything out there. If it runs on two wheels, it may need help. You know, maybe you need a sidecar. If it's on two or three wheels, we can go that way, right?
That's right.
That's right. You can enter this, and you can go on this poker run. What's first prize in the poker run?
$250.
$250. And if you've never done a poker run, it is fun.
But, you know, these are all nice little, like, cherries on top. But the real meat of this event are your donation dollars that go so that the story of finding this six-year-old ashes and reuniting him with his family, that's the thought behind the Missing in America project. And that's just one of hundreds that have happened since Fred Solanti created Missing in America. And how many people have gone to these different cemeteries and found ashes that in boxes that have been there for 100 years.
We've interred 3,600 some people, veterans.
Amazing.
And their wives and children, not counting that we have about 14,000 on the shelves who are still researching. And only went to about 1,200 funeral homes, and there's 23,000 in the United States. So
just imagine how many are out there. I mean, this is a work of love, and I know you've tried to pull back.
And honor.
You know, to hand this off, but, you know, it just takes somebody that it's, you know, your heart's huge, and, you know, to have this happen because of your feelings for the honor of our veterans. And you yourself, of course, are a veteran.
Well, when you become a volunteer with us, there's one criteria I look for. You got to have a heart. If you don't have a heart, you don't need to be there.
Yeah. Well.
Well,
okay.
Fred Solanti, hats off to you. Kudos off to you. And, you know, the Marine Corps Color Guard are here in the next half hour. We're going to have, like, what, are there six or seven of them here?
I think there's five. We got five.
Yeah.
So one more time, everybody. It's going to be I've got everything here on both sides. Okay. The Fallen Riders Memorial Poker Run. You can register with Fred Solanti at 530-226-9900. All proceeds and benefits for Camp for Life and the first annual missing. We just did that. But you get a pound. you get a 1 pound prime rib. If you register for the ride, it costs you $25. That includes your dinner. If you just want to go to the dinner, it's $30. Raffles, auction, prizes, 50-50 draw. All of this down at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street, right next to the post office. Fred, again, thank you so much for what you do. And we'll talk about this the rest of the week.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, of course.
Thanks, Fred.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Dave Ramsey. Join me live weekdays from noon to 3 right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559, 241-8559. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. It is 7:33 in the morning here, 46 degrees going up to 79 today for the first day of Rodeo Week. Well, it's really rodeo week started Monday, but the rodeo will start tonight. And we've been really fortunate over the last several years to have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard be with us. And every year it seems like the first year they were here, they took Reading by storm. And I'm not sure. I don't think any of those are left. I don't know how many are even left in the Marine Corps from that group. Ever since then, they've come back. And it's an honor for this because they are only allowed to go to so many a year because of funding reasons. And it's good to know that they enjoy coming up here. So I'm here today with We're here today with Staff Sergeant Bibernus. Did I say that halfway close?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay. And Sergeant Cummings and Corporal Frost. Good morning, Corporal Frost.
Good morning.
Good morning. And see, everybody thought, oh, it's just a bunch of guys. And Sergeant Cummings, good morning. Okay. You are the you're the senior Marine here, Staff Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about the Marine Corps, United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
Well, we were originated in 1967 by Lieutenant Colonel Inslee out of Barstow, California. We are the last remaining one of the Marine Corps. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in what we do when we go to our events. So we primarily go to rodeos, and we do a lot of parades throughout the country. So, you know, we enjoy what we do.
Now, how do you sign up for this? I mean, when you join the Marine Corps, what's your MOS?
Mine's a 2111. I'm an armor.
You're an armor. Okay. So when you signed up for the Marine Corps and you're going through boot camp, where'd you go through boot camp at?
I went to boot camp down in San Diego, California.
Oh. They have a boot camp in San Diego.
Yeah, they call us the Hollywood Marines.
Yeah, I know. When I was going through Paris Island, we heard that you all got to go to baseball games, you wore sunglasses.
A recruit depot, if I am not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're at Paris Island, there's, you know, and they tell us about the Hollywood Marines. They said, hey, you could have gone there, and we're all like, now they tell us. Okay, I'm just kidding. No, a little bit. Okay, so you went to MCRD,
yes.
Then you picked up, then you got your MOS after that, or were you an infantry first? Or?
I was infantry first. Yeah, I went to Camp Pendleton, did School of Infantry up there.
Mm-hmm.
I was a 0341 mortarman.
Okay. Now, you got to appreciate mortarmen, too, because when you're moving, were you 60s or?
I was 81s.
81s. When you're moving with the light mortars, it's always the smallest guy is carrying either the radio or he's carrying the mortar plate.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're humping, and you go on these long hikes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you realize then, he said, well, you know, maybe there's more to life than this.
Yeah.
So you became an armorer.
Yeah. In order for me to stay in the Marine Corps, I actually had to do a lat move.
People don't realize this, but a lot of Marines like to stay in. And when things get tight, you know, if there's too many O3s, infantry types, but they gave you an opportunity to make a lat move.
Yep.
That's good. Now, but then from that, how'd you get assigned to the Horse Marines?
Well, I came up, went up to Barstow in May of 2010. Came up there, tried to work with them. They tried to use me as one of our rangers up there as well for our annual training. So started running that, and I've been up there since about 7 years now. So then when our base commanders saw that I had experience out there, he's like, well, we're going to put you back out there, and you're going to run it. So I was like, okay.
So you've been with the Mounted Color Guard before then?
Yep. Yeah, I was temporarily assigned out there.
Okay.
So
you got it twice?
Yeah, I've got it twice.
Okay, Sergeant Cummings, is that fair? That he gets this twice, and other people just barely don't get it at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Tell us about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
And have you been around horses?
A little bit growing up.
A little bit. So how did you get assigned?
Well, I was about to get out of the Marine Corps, and my senior enlisted advisor talked to the monitor and came up with orders with the Mounted Color Guard.
And you decided to stay in for that one, huh?
Yeah.
What's your MOS?
0311.
0311. Okay. Corporal Frost.
Hi.
Hi. We've had other WMs up here, Women Marine up here. So how'd you get into this?
I actually volunteered for it. I requested to come, and I did like a little evaluation and rode, and then they just picked me up.
What's your MOS?
I am 3112 originally. I'm TMO.
Okay, Transportation Management.
I am.
My son-in-law used to be in that, in TMO.
How did you decide to the Marine Corps? What called you to the Marine Corps?
My dad was a Marine, so he was a big influence for me. So, yeah.
And you're from Georgia?
I am. I'm from Warner Robins, Georgia.
Okay. All right. You know, Staff Sergeant, what's the biggest thing? What's your biggest kick out of this? I mean, everybody, you know, you're used to the Marine Corps and all of this, and then now you're into something that you represent the Marine Corps all over the United States. So, I mean, is it difficult?
No, it's not difficult. I mean, I think it's more of a pride issue. You know, you go out when we go on the road, you know, we're obviously ambassadors to the Marine Corps. So knowing that we are the last remaining one, we're going to do our best to make sure that we keep this going, you know, keeping it afloat. You know, and if that means going, you know, to coming up here to Reading, you know, or going all the way out to D.C., that's what it takes. That's what it takes.
How many events do y'all go to every year?
Annually, we run about between 30 to 40 events.
30 to 40 events. Yep. At one time, y'all were down to, 12, yeah, something like that. We were fortunate enough to have y'all up here for that. It was really a battle getting, saying why we wanted to have the Marine Corps up here, and y'all came up here that first time. And it's been ever since, thanks to people like Gordon Bach and Dr. Maria. Your horses. Tell us about your horses, Sergeant Cummings.
The horses we
Get
ride.
Get close here, buddy.
The horses that we ride are Mustangs taken from BLM land in either Nevada or California. So
they're all Palominos?
Yes.
And where are they trained? Where are they trained at?
The Carson City Prison Break Program is where we get them, but then we have our own personal horse trainer at the stables that will come out and help us.
So is the horse trainer part of the Marine Corps? Is he one of you?
No.
Okay. So Sergeant Cummings, you were here last year. No, you weren't here last year. I'm sure we have the gunner. I'm going to bring the other two that were here last year and ask them a question about their horses. So did you get to select your horse, or was your horse selected for you?
We kind of rotate, but our trainer will let us know if he thinks that we need to switch horses based off of the horse's level and our skill level.
Oh, so that's cool. Do they go by numbers? Like that's a 4, that's a 5?
No, not really.
Oh, I don't know if they classified them and say, okay, you know, pretty soon you'll be a 5.
This is a if the horse turns left, you go with it. when it's column left. If you're doing column right, they usually will switch horses at that point, I think. Corporal Frost, though, she's a barrel racer.
I am.
That's so exciting. So, how long did you do rodeo?
I started riding horses when I was 9, and probably rodeo when I turned 15, 16, and then I was able to drive myself to rodeos and.
I like horse people, first of all. I mean, don't you think that they are a type? They're cool people. You know, it's kind of like people who like working on cars and a NASCAR crowd are a certain kind of people. And then I think horse people and the cowboys in general are great. We talked about this yesterday with the whole rodeo group it's still a throwback to the great American legend, the cowboys. So it's great to be involved with that. We're so happy to have you here. Can we get a couple of the guys that have – you have more questions on this segment.
Yeah, well, we've got another segment too. So we're going to be bringing more, and we'll keep the staff sergeant here, and we'll rotate the other two. Our two that have been here before, so they can talk about it. But I do have a question. Did y'all hear about Reading from the other from your other Marines?
Yes.
Got Sergeant Cummings to smile. He's sitting over there, and he broke a smile there. What did you hear about Reading?
Well, I heard about it. I've been hearing about it, for the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know the crew that I was with when I came up here in 2010, they had mentioned, they had talked about it.
So you were up here in 2010 then?
Well, I wasn't up here in 2010. Okay. When they came up here to Reading, when they let me go over to battalion offices.
All right.
But, yeah, I've heard a lot about this place. I mean, I've always been wanting to come up here, so it's just being around rodeos in general, having the patriotism with them. So that's a big plus for us.
Well, this weekend is the biggest rodeo in the United States this weekend.
Saturday.
And Saturday with the Champions Challenge. John Growney, who is one of the premier stock contractors in the United States, was in here yesterday. And he said this weekend, this Saturday, with the amount of money that's going, with the number of cowboys that are coming in here, these are just like the number one cowboys in America are going to be here this weekend. And we have the number one mounted color guard in America too. We've got some things planned for you this week that we hope is fun. We have a designated driver for you, which is even more fun. And we need to thank a few people here before we take a break. And that one is Crown Motors. Crown Motors and Steve Downer, general manager, and all of Crown Motors donated a van for y'all to be able to get around town in. And It's from what I understand, it's a pretty nice van. I know he was putting new brakes, new tires, putting everything on it. He wanted to make sure everything was fine that way. And we've got a lot of other people that want to help out. Holiday Harbor that wants to take you out on a houseboat so you can get out on the lake. And the Shasta Lake is beautiful this time of year, and a few other things that will be going on. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers with Sharon Clark is the premier agency if you want in-home health care for your loved ones, whether it's short-term, for, say, surgery or an accident, or long-term. They feel and they get better a lot quicker if you're in the house. Home Helpers of Reading. Just check it out on the internet or give them a call at 226-8936. We'll be right back with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
Every year at this time, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I am a Marine on the beach, I'm a killer machine. With a knee to bleed you when the light goes green. Best believe I'm in the zone to be. From a yin to a yang, to a yang machine. Put a grin on my chin, come to me, cause I'll win. I'm one of a kind and I'll bring death to the place you're about to be. Another river of blood running under my feet. Born in a fire lit long ago. Stand next to me, you'll never stand alone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Warrior Song came out of, gosh, I don't know, decade ago, I guess.
That's a good workout.
Yeah, good workout. As you're running down the streets. About 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio in the studios here. It's 46 degrees going up to 79 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business here in town. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Another veteran-owned business, of course, is B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call your local Dish Satellite. He's going to give you a deal starting at $39.99. Veterans get $100 discounts from B&T Satellite. 241-DISH, 241-3474. Okay, we're here with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard with Staff Sergeant Beberness. He's got this this is a long name on a shirt, and you know, and from a, and from an angle, it all kind of blends together. Now we've got two more Marines, and these Marines were here last year, and they managed to stay out of trouble long enough to get back here again. Sergeant Felix and Sergeant Barker, or as we call him, Sergeant Champ Barker. Why you call a champ there, Sergeant Barker?
Because I'm the champion quick draw.
Wait a minute, put your face right back in there. How come that's not working there, buddy?
It was turned up.
Okay, ready?
Are we good now?
Okay, we're now. We're now. We're okay. We're in there now. We're, yeah, you're in the sweet spot.
You won quick draw last night.
We did. I got the quick draw championship last night.
Novice. Novice.
That's what Cowboys felt about that.
Hey, at least it's a, you know, it's first place, right?
It is.
It counts. You got something to take home?
Hey, 1 of 4 is still number one, right?
1 of 4 is still number one.
And I got a trophy.
And you got a trophy, which proves that no matter what happens, because from now on, whatever you say about that, it's got to be the truth, right?
Exactly.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Is that right, Sergeant Felix?
It's true.
You were here last year.
I was.
Did you have a good time, Marine?
Yeah, it was good. It's good being back. It's my last year here. Then I'm out of the Color Guard in 2 months.
Are you? Then where are you going?
Security Forces in Virginia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Security Guard School?
No. It's the 0300 Field Security Forces. They have like a fast team, and then they have like an RTT team. It's okay. Like just...
You launch from there then?
Yeah. Okay. So you can deploy from there to reinforce embassies if need be, or right, guard things, I guess.
Oh, that's what it's for, mm-hmm, the fast team.
Yeah, it's not... It's
and
not
you've got them from all over the world, too.
Yeah, it's not it's not embassy guard. Right. It's just like reinforcement.
Yeah, it's when things have it, when things hit the fan, they'll send fast teams out,
mm-hmm,
to help reinforce... embassies, but there's other places too. You've got to be working to nuclear areas and stuff.
Yep.
Okay. And what about you, Champ? You've been here a long time. What are you getting ready to do?
Yeah, I get out in October. I'm getting out of the Marine Corps.
With your trophies? I mean, you're winning these trophies and you're leaving?
That's it. I did 2 terms. I got my championship trophy from Reading and I'm out. That's all I needed.
That's all you needed?
That's all I needed. I need my trophy to carry on and I'm out the door in October.
What are you going to do, son?
I'm going back to either Texas or Colorado or Tennessee.
Okay, well, those are 3 great places.
Hey, we'll move on and get a different job somewhere else.
You're going to
experience something different.
What are you going to do? Do you have any idea?
Not sure yet.
Always ask my Marines when they were getting out. You know, I've got this $80,000 a year job lined up. Really? Will you hire me later on, maybe? I can drive for you? Well, you know. So are you thinking about school or what's your MOS?
I'm an MP. I've been an MP for the last 9 years.
Well, you know what? There's always spots out there for police if you wanted to get into that.
There is.
Yeah, yeah. He's shaking his head. No, yeah. I don't think so.
That's a backup plan. I'll go be a highway patrolman somewhere.
They're looking for him in California right now. 30 years. You do 30 years, you retire at 100%.
California's a stretch. That's
pushing. It is a stretch.
I'm not a city
especially
person.
Since your first tour would be out in Barstow.
Right. Yeah. More than likely. That's where I would end up.
The garden spot of the American Southwest.
You both have been back again this year. You both were here last year. I want to ask about your horses. That's what I'm getting back again to. Earlier, a couple of the Marines were talking about the fact that you have a horse trainer there in Barstow. So are you riding the same horse this year, did you rotate? Let's start with you, Sergeant Cummings.
I think we rotated. We have... Two of the horses that haven't been to Reading before, John and Reno, I think. Mm-hmm. Rookie was here last year, and I believe Norman was here last year as well. They did fine. They should do fine again this year, but we'll see how John and Reno do. It's been a while since they were out doing rodeos.
If you remember last year, and I'm not sure which night it was. Was it Friday night? that the rain came?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Friday
the
night.
Rain,
I remember.
Yeah, remember that rain?
Yeah.
The rain hit so hard, Staff Sergeant, and I'm not exaggerating. It was bouncing off the ground. It was raining so hard. Everybody was running. Linda and I were in two ponchos, staying right, you know, in our spot there as the water just pooled around us. And I've never seen the color guard better than that night. Your horses were welded together. Do you remember that?
It was. I don't know how that worked. I think they were just cold.
They might have been, but it was like they were just somebody had spot welded, tack welded each one of those horses to each other, and they came out, made the turns. They never were there was never any space between you all, mm-hmm. all the way through it. And I mean, the girls that were bringing in the flags, they were just leaning over their horses. The rain was coming down so hard. You did it. You did a wonderful job. And you came off the field the same way, off out of the arena the same way, still walked together.
They pulled together tight last
they
year
really
during that rainstorm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never seen it like that before. Anyway, we're so happy that you're here. Gordon, hop in here and talk to us a little bit about – this is Gordon Baugh, who is one of the people – Gordon works out at the Veterans Home and is a longtime friend of Linda's and mine. He and his wife, Debbie, who is the den mother of all of this. Well, you know, your job this week.
My job is nothing but pleasure. I get to, thanking both of you to allow me to do it, I get to hang with my people, and I have a real good time. I really appreciate all the people that have donated and all the people that have made it a lot easier than it would be if I tried to do it myself. My wife and Maria Salas have been absolutely irreplaceable, so I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, Gordon... An officer learns early in his career that when he gets an assignment, he turns to a good, good NCO, a good staff NCO, and just says, "Can you take care of this?" And yes, sir. Why don't you just go back and sit in the shade, sir, so you don't get hurt. And then, so that was easy. You know,
kind of hard to say no to a lieutenant colonel, right?
It's not that hard. Ask my wife.
Well, we really thank all of you. This is going to be an incredible. I think this is going to be a rodeo to remember. I don't. It's just a feeling I have. Great to have you guys back. Thanks for asking to come back. And, of course, we couldn't do it without Gordon, Debbie, and Dr. Maria because they, like you said, they do the groundwork, get you guys where you need to go, where, you know, and everybody wants to see you and have a little piece of part of you. And that takes, like, you know, as you know, organization. So thank you, Gordon, so much. And thank you, Debbie, because I know this is like a huge chunk out of your week, not even just a week of your life, and you do it with, you know, like you said, with great pride, yourself, and great honor, but you're also a former Marine.
There's no former Marines.
You just got a uniform on or you don't. Okay, Staff Sergeant, where are y'all going from here?
We're just going to go, do sightseeing.
Well, no, I mean, okay, I don't mean just today. I mean from Reading. I know this is the start of big rodeo season now.
Yeah, we go next week. We go out to D.C. We're going to do the National Memorial Day Parade.
Wow.
And then on our way back, we're going to stop by Elizabeth, Colorado, and hit up the Elizabeth Rodeo down there.
That's
which
your
is
area.
Yep.
You hit Cody. Don't you hit Cody, Wyoming?
Yep, we hit Cody. Towards the latter part of June, we will go to the Rodeo of Ozarks in Springdale, Arizona, or uh-huh. Springdale, Arkansas, and then shortly after that, we'll make our way up to Cody. So
well,
it's pretty. Everybody's getting all their points up before December, so you can start getting them now.
I'm not sure what
points.
He's doing.
What
we got the champ over there with a
well,
dog.
Well, points
or something.
For the rodeos for the NFR. In Vegas in December.
All the ones that are, And now, do y'all go to there?
I believe the past 2 years we've done it. So that was
really,
yeah. It's interesting.
I bet that's cool.
Yeah.
We're talking about Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, December 4th or something like that. Yeah. Okay.
There's 10 days in that they have to be there. It's a week of. There's at least a week of. Competition. There's a week of competition, and then the rest of it is just wild times.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go this year. Want some wild times at the NPR in Vegas.
It's December 4th, I think. It's always the first part of December. Sorry.
I've just totally torn up the microphone trying to get in front of your face here. Staff Sergeant, all your people, all your Marines here, we really do appreciate it. Big shout out again to Crown Motors and Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor's got a
Marine.
Right. It's got a Boat Force, Ted Leidy, and Northern Firearms Instruction. It's going to kind of get the guns out so we can put you all through, see how good you are, champ. We'll let you shoot against everybody else when you've got, you know, different types of targets.
Hey, I'll leave Reading with two trophies. I'm You'll, okay with that.
Two trophies there. Okay, I got it. All right. Yeah, and so where are y'all heading today? Are you going to?
I believe we got the veterans home tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. Yeah. And that's a great thing you do there. You come in with, you know, with the horses and all that
it's
stuff.
It's a great time.
It's a great time.
Eat some lunch, hear some more stories about the old times.
You talk about Old Corps. There's some guys in there from World War II.
I can sit in there and listen to some of them guys' stories all day long.
We all can.
Yeah, they make our stories sound like paper cuts.
Yeah. Oh, you got a meet and greet someplace? Yeah. Well, we got to run anyway. Don't worry. We'll have everybody scheduled. We'll have them out there. And they're going to be there at Pancake Breakfast Friday. Yep. So come on by at KCNR 1460 down there, and they're going to be wandering through that whole area there. You'll be able to pick them out real easy. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages with the sheriff.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is disputing a media story that President Trump asked the FBI to drop its investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
The New York Times says in February, after Flynn was fired, the president asked then-FBI Director James Comey to drop the probe of Flynn's ties to Russia. According to private notes written by Comey, Mr. Trump wanted the FBI to focus on news media leaks instead. But the White House says the president never interfered. A senior official says the news story is not a truthful or accurate portrayal of the Trump-Comey conversation.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, House Speaker Paul Ryan, meanwhile, says Congress needs to gather all the relevant information before making a judgment.
It is obvious there are some people out there who want to harm the president, but we have an obligation to carry out our oversight regardless of which party is in the White House.
Ryan told reporters today that Congress, in his words, can't deal with speculation and innuendo. Israeli officials have sought to downplay any damage caused by President Trump's disclosure of classified information to senior Russian officials that was provided to Israel. This Tel Aviv resident says she doesn't really believe those rumors.
It's rumors. It's that one said, that one. And I keep myself informed,
she says, but unwilling to jump to any judgment. One person killed when a tornado swept into a mobile home park in Wisconsin. Yesterday, Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
The reports came in that there was trailers down, there was people trapped in their trailers. We immediately started a response team of approximately 7 to 10 ambulances from northwest Wisconsin, approximately 6 or 7 fire departments, and every law enforcement agency in Barron County responded to this area.
One person killed in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, another in nearby Oklahoma. On Wall Street, slow going, the Dow right now down by 283 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
A federal appeals court has rejected a lawsuit that aimed to cancel Google's trademark by arguing that the word Google is now simply synonymous with any kind of internet search.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said it was not enough to show that people use the verb Google generically to refer to searching the web. The lawsuit had to show that people understood Google to mean internet search engines generally and not just Google's search engine. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit said the lawsuit did not present enough evidence to support such a claim.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Slow drivers in the fast lane, Rhode Island law, speed lane. More on these stories from townhall.com. Hospitals, transport services, and other government offices across Greece have been severely affected by a general strike over new austerity measures.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators have joined in the second day of strikes. 7 years into the austerity program, Parliament is expected to approve further cuts the creditors have demanded before they'll release the next part of a $95 billion bailout. Elected on an anti-austerity ticket, the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has reluctantly agreed to further pensions cuts in 2019 and to lowering the tax threshold the following year to save around $4 billion, or around 2% of GDP.
As the BBC's Mike Sanders, Ford plans to cut 10% of its salary jobs in North America and Asia this year. It's all part of an effort to boost profits. The company says it will offer voluntary early retirement and separation packages for many of its workers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:06 in the morning here on the 17th of May in the studios of KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I hope everybody enjoyed our last interview with all the Marines that were in here. Linda is still fanning herself. Yeah, what's the weather look like, huh, for rodeo week?
Okay, it's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Sunny today where the highs, the temperature is going to reach around 79 tonight with our low temperatures reaching around 53. And tomorrow we have around sunny and 87 with our lows of around 58. And Friday calls for around 94. We're getting up to about 94 on Friday. And Saturday is going to be around 96. And Sunday is 98. That's the actually National Weather Service forecast. All clear with beautiful, clear nights as well. In the low 50s and 60s as our week approaches, as the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Now, we know that because when Rodeo Week happens, Carl, we are triple stacked. Today's actually a quadruple stack day with events. And then we have, like, Friday is pancake breakfast, then it's chicks and chaps, and it's rodeo. And those are all, like, big events. Saturday, you're teaching a big gun class, and then Saturday night we have, of course, the pro rodeo. But one thing that we can say how we get through these really incredibly scheduled days is that we get a good night's sleep. And last night I didn't get home till about 9:30, and all of a sudden we woke up and it was, oh my God, it's 6:30. I have to be on the air in a half hour. And I was up at 4:30 and I thought, wait a minute. I went to bed for like a second, you know, and boom, it's 6:30. And that's because we have our sleep number bed.
That's right. Our sleep number bed, we've had it, what, now 3 years? My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. The thing about the dual air mattresses is that we can have different – we can set it at different firmnesses, whether, you know, for each night or just, you know, permanently almost. But you have to – you've got your own little remote there to fix it. So we've never had a better bed, and right now you can get a great bed. Their Queen C2 mattress is starting at $699.99. Now, think about it. How much is a great night's sleep worth? And we've had this for 3 years. Trisha's had it for over 12 years now. Never had a problem with it. It's J.D. Powers has rated it highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses for 2 years in a row. We've rated it like that for over 3 years in a row. This is great. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go in and see Brian, Janice, or any of the pros down there. Hop on the bed. See what we're talking about. Sleep Number. Okay. Hey, that's a tough act to follow here, but we've got the undersheriff, Eric Magrini.
Good morning.
Who is not Irish.
Magrini.
Magrini.
We just had a full discussion about that.
Good morning there, buddy.
How are
you? So where's the old man?
He is down in Sacramento lobbying for us up here in the North State.
What's he lobbying for?
Well, they call it Legislative Day.
Legislative Day. Okay.
They go down, and the first day they meet with the governor, and they go over some of the Senate bills and assembly bills that are projected to come out, and they have discussions on those.
And destroy our economy and our safety and our peace of mind.
Yeah, it's a rough go. And then the second day, which is today, he is down there, and they have an opportunity to go meet with the assemblymen and congressmen for this area and talk about what's important for the North State. So it's a real good agenda. I got an opportunity to go with them a few years ago, and it was neat. I enjoyed it, and you get to see not so much politics, but kind of behind the scenes and the workings and what the sheriff does for us up here in the North State, and he's a big advocate for us up here, so he does a good job.
Tom is such a consummate politician, and you know, some people will spit after they say that, but you know what, you have, well, no, I mean, they do, you know, politician. Well, Tom also is more than that, and it's, he's taken a lead in a lot of things, but you know, how does it feel when you're sitting there looking one of these people in the eye, mm-hmm. who is just taken away your rights as a citizen, or is turning loose these people, or wants to do away with the bail? You know, and I mean, when you look them in the eye, do you want to just say, why, what are you thinking of? Do you realize what you're doing to us out there?
Well, I think some other things I'd like to do. Those don't always, that's not the best avenue to take.
Oh, excuse me, here, let me punch you in the face. Wait a minute. Would I go to jail for punching him in the face? Probably.
Maybe not. Well, it might result in the citation.
How about, yeah.
Being facetious, of course, but it's rough. It's with the new propositions, Prop 47, Prop 57, the release, the decriminalization, the reduction of felonies and misdemeanors. I can keep going and going. It's just.
No place to put the bad guys?
Yeah, that's a rough
go. Are we keeping the jail open?
We are.
Okay.
Absolutely. I know this has been a rumor that's been out there.
Well,
there was some speculation on budget, but we were made whole. So we are good. We are good with the county. Our budget was – we made some significant cuts and leaving positions vacant that were already vacant.
Yeah. Well, we lost like two – we had $2 million. I mean, if you
– $2.8 million.
You had $2.8 million taken out, plus you have a flat
– Correct.
So how'd you manage to save that?
A lot of long nights, a lot of
Hey, Magrini.
Getting creative.
You were made whole. We were made whole.
Made whole.
He can't help it. His grandfather came over the boat. He's an Italian grandson of an Italian immigrant.
That's correct.
And you were made whole.
Made whole.
Okay.
Hey,
I love that. Hey.
I should throw out an Adrian after that or something.
Adrian. You know what you need. Yeah,
you had to do that.
Do you ever get up and get in front of somebody? Hey, I have an offer.
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. I have an offer you can't refuse. You leave the county or we put some cement shoes on you and drop you into a Lake Shasta.
Hey, listen, he is law enforcement.
Feet.
You don't mess with Magrini. Don't mess with Magrini. I like it. So anyway, our undersheriff, is that the correct terminology?
It is.
Or like side sheriff.
Well, it's correct terminology is undersheriff. The easiest way to explain it, some other counties within the state call it an assistant sheriff.
Assistant. But I like the sound of that better.
The sheriff is more traditional.
Yeah. Nobody in the you know, Magrini family should be under.
Yeah, there you go.
Unless you decide
that.
To put him there. Speaking
yeah.
of,
yeah, and Basinko, you better watch it, buddy. You know, just cough one time. When you went down with the busted ankle, man, I was all over you then.
Hey, by the way, and this is related too, because you know everything that we're doing this morning. You know, we're cheering on our. our Marines and our law enforcement and really getting into it. And so we have tickets right now for our first caller, 605-4567, for two tickets for tonight's rodeo. This is Main Grandstand.
Main Grandstand.
And if you want to go to rodeo tonight, it's opening night, family night. We're going to be there. Of course,
hoorah,
the Marines are going to be there and all the fun stuff. Actually, the rodeo starts at 6:30.
It's earlier tonight because it's kids' night, and so you can get the kids in there earlier and get them home.
12 and under are free tonight.
12 and under are free.
Oh,
think
okay
about that. Yeah.
Well, as it stands, we got two tickets. There you go.
And
we got a
there
caller.
Goes the phone.
Never mind. We have a caller. Okay. The
all right.
We're here with Undersheriff Eric McGrinney from, of course, the Sheriff's Office. We're going to take a break here in a couple minutes. But, you know, when we come back, what I really like to talk about, Eric, is we are going to keep the third floor of the jail open.
Correct.
I mean, can you just imagine what that would have been like?
It would have been catastrophic. I mean, you're looking at, I know we're going to a break here, but we can talk more about it, but 135 inmates being released.
Being released, if we had closed that third one.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion Boutique. Dandelion Boutique. I wonder if they got any Western stuff down there.
Oh, I'm
what
sure
do
they
think?
Do. They have cute
Western stuff.
They have
got
cute.
All types
well, actually,
of stuff.
I bought my cute little top and necklace and earrings that I'm going to be wearing tonight at Dandelion. They've got always
cute
have cute
top
little. Mm-hmm. Mm. Cute little lace top. So just be looking for us in the Casey and our. Hey, Fred Scott, you won those two tickets. We're going to have them here at 1326 Market Street. And later on in the program, we have two more tickets to give away for tomorrow night's rodeo as well. But, Fred, these are your tickets for tonight. We'll see you there.
And
we've got to take a break.
And one more thing here is, by the way, if you win those Pirates secret bags with all this great stuff in it, we've got a couple of you need to come down and pick it up. Still. And if not, I'm just going to take them and use them myself.
Before Linda starts hosing down the studio with them.
That's right. Okay, we'll be right back with Undersheriff Eric McGrinney.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Do you back the Blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You're invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at GNRM.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
So this is what it sounds like when the hosts are out doing other things.
I told them I could run with the show. but they didn't unmute me.
No, I mean, no, absolutely. Well, you know what I was, okay, seriously, I was trying to call two of these people, two of these ladies who called in for the Pirate Secret, which is like, I mean, this is probably about a $65 bag by the time you go get these things. So I'm like, gals, come get it, because if they're not gone today, I'm taking them, right?
Absolutely.
So anyway, and then Carl's out there talking. The Marines went over to the sister station, and they're over at KLXR, and they just got off, and they're out there.
They're bumping.
So it's you and me,
kid, elbows.
Magrini. It's Magrini and Bot. How do you like that?
There
you know,
go.
You and I should co-host sometime together.
Let's do it.
All right, because I'm
going to,
okay, because I'm going to ask you stuff like,
here he comes.
Well, I'm going to ask you stuff like, tell,
Carl.
Oh, we don't need you. Go out and talk to the guys.
We got this.
So, I'm going to call you Magrini. So Magrini, tell us a little bit, and he's actually left the room. That's all right.
He took us up on the offer. He didn't hesitate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about when you were a kid. Did you have any law enforcement in your family at all?
No. Nope.
What'd your family do?
So my dad was a logger here in town for and worked as a forester and worked out in the woods for 40 plus years. So
brothers, sisters, trying to get a visual of your childhood.
So grew up here in Reading, went to school, graduated Enterprise, and didn't know what I wanted to do. So I took one of those career placement tests in college, and it said police, fire, or military. That was my three options. So I took some classes out of the college in law enforcement, and the rest is history.
Okay, so did you feel like that – was there anything that you had to emotionally break through with wearing the badge?
No.
So it just was a natural fit.
It was. It was one of those things that just came together, and it's it becomes who you are, obviously, because it's a it's service, and it's – on and off duty, it's that whole oath that you take. You know, you keep your private life and your public life unsullied, and as an example to all. So it's just something, it's who you become, and it's just becomes a lifestyle. So,
well, you know, it's interesting, and I'm sure Magrini, you see this, and I'm not. You could see it firsthand. I don't see it firsthand, but we've had both Paletti and Chief Paletti, and of course, you know, Sheriff Pasenko. On talking about how they're always looking, but it's very, very difficult for they may have 300 applicants and they're down to three, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that they can't get clean blood tests. What is up with that? Who's going to smoke a joint and then try to be...
That and social media is
shocking.
Okay.
I think people need to hear that.
On social media.
And sometimes, here's the thing, and I don't know about you, but it happens to me. I have been someplace that somebody's taken a picture, and then I'm tagged in it, and I did not give my permission. And I'm like, you know what? Again, we talked about that with Bob, that every day, an American citizen is 45, did you say 45?
The average American is caught on a camera somewhere in their environment about 40 to 45 times per day.
Per day.
Wow.
So imagine that you are with somebody just like now. Okay, that's all right because we're on the radio. That's different. So the Marines were in here and they were taking selfies and it's posted so now everybody in the world knows where they are at this particular time. But if I'm at a restaurant and somebody comes by or I don't know, I'm at a park and somebody comes by, somehow my name gets in there. So I'm feeling – that makes me feel vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Like I can be and want to be a private person.
Right.
See, very social in many ways, but very private, right? So you have to try to keep the two separate. So what if you're with somebody or you're around somebody who's a known whatever, not so highly – you can always be around and in the same vicinity of.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, and I'll give you a good story. We have a friend of ours whose daughter went to become a cheerleader at one of the universities. Mm-hmm. She didn't go there to become a cheerleader, but through her, I think she got a scholarship or something. So one of the things, one of her big sisters, that one of the tests is that after they're accepted, the big sisters go into the social media and say, here's what you have on social media. And from this day forward, if there's anything bad that's posted on social media, you're out. There is no absolute. So I would almost be saying, I don't want Facebook. Mm-hmm. Take me off. What if you have no Facebook, but you're still posted all over the place? How do you stop that, McGreeny?
Just surround yourself with good people. you know, and if you're caught in the background, hopefully you're not doing anything that's questionable or that can reflect badly or put yourself in poor light. So it's that constant awareness, if you will, but it's also just always doing what's right and doing the good thing. And even if you are caught in a photo or you're in an environment where there might be some questionable, colorful characters that are there, if you're not doing anything wrong, there's nothing to hide, there's nothing to be ashamed of. So that's the easiest way for me to put it is consider yourself always on camera. We talk to our new officers. Like, I make the correlation of the fishbowl. You know, so years ago, my granddaughter, we took her to the fair, and she won a fishbowl. So, of course, or she won a goldfish. So, of course, I had to take her to Walmart and get the fishbowl and get some rocks and get some water. And long story short, when I put that fish in that fishbowl, she came in and she said, Papa, it grew. The fish grew. Well, it's that illusion of the fishbowl made the fish look bigger. And the fishbowl is visible on all sides, and it's seen by everybody. So I use that analogy when we're talking to the new officers that this is what you're coming into. This is the environment, the profession, the livelihood that you've chosen. So you need to be cognizant of that.
What do you say, what would you tell our listeners? You've come into law enforcement. Now you've worked your way up to the ranks as, you know, I went under sheriff or as we would call it, assistant sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, Sheriff Basanko's down in Sacramento and you're sitting in for him because you would be acting today on his behalf on all levels.
Correct.
What are the high parts of your job and seriously, let's get honest about what are the low parts?
The low parts are like we just discussed, the budget, making sure that we're being kept whole, so to speak, and we have the resources to do the job effectively, that we're doing it safely, that I'm giving our deputies on the street the tools necessary, the manpower necessary to keep them safe. That's the hard part. The great part is doing things like this, being out in the community, the people I meet, the events and the social events. I enjoy that. I enjoy meeting people. This is a community I was raised in, and so for me it's fun. And on the community topic, I just want to throw I'm so proud and happy of our community. We had the deputy that was involved in the collision last week, and the outpouring of support that we have received, cards to the office, phone calls, Facebook posts. It's just encouraging that we live still in a great community that supports their public safety.
That cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been posted again on Facebook. And could you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, he was going to a domestic violence in progress. And so him and I think two or three other deputies were responding to that call. And we're still waiting to find out. CHP's active in their investigation as to the cause of the collision. The deputy has no recollection. He doesn't remember being on duty that day, going to the call, answering the call for service. All he knows is he is now in the hospital. So
I am back, so thank you. Thank you very much for letting me come back in here.
Yeah.
TBI, traumatic brain injury. I'm sure he smacked his head really good.
Yeah.
He rolled, didn't he? Just all of a sudden the car.
And he got ejected and everything.
And it's not like he straightened out a corner. He was going straight, and for reasons that will be determined in the future, the car made a sharp veer and began to roll. So
wow.
But he's doing real good. He is still up at the hospital and here in town, and his family's surrounding him, and he's gotten a ton of support. Yeah. But he was, I got a text from his wife this morning saying that he had a great night last night, and his spirits are really good.
Okay.
So.
And could you tell us the name of this officer again?
It's out there. So his name is Ryan Kosolek.
Ryan Kosolek. So let's pray and put that
I'm sure we've run into Ryan.
Ryan Kosolek and his family. You know, we need to put our power prayer behind him.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 96 this weekend, in case you haven't heard that, and hotter next week. So if you haven't had your air conditioner checked, now is the time. Make sure all those filters are clean. Make sure everything is working well. Alliance Heating and Air. We recommend Alliance Heating and Air and Martin and his people with no reservations at all. This is how good he is. 221-2642, or check out our new website on homecomfort.org. Okay, we're going to take a break. It's 8:30. It's 8:30 in the morning.
Didn't mean to bring the program to a screen.
Yeah, we just did. You know, when people pass me a note, I just stop. I can't, you know. We'll be right back after these messages.
We talk about your life and your money on the Dave Ramsey Show. Weekday afternoons, live from noon to 3 on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559, 241-8559. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Hi, my name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's dancing in here, dancing in circles.
Yeah. This dates me because when I was a cheerleader in the 70s, we did a routine of this with our pom-poms.
Thanks for the visual.
I want a pom-pom. No, you need two pom-poms.
You have two pom-poms.
Come on and take a free ride.
Woo. 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 55 degrees going up to 79 today. A great night for rodeo tonight as they kick off the tonight is going to be when we kick off rodeos. It's starting earlier because this is family night, and you can get your kids home a little bit earlier. And kids 12 and under are free. And the Fred, who just won tonight's ticket, said he called up and said he can't do it. Fred, if you want to trade for tomorrow, we can do that. But right now, we have two tickets for tonight. Give us a call at 605-4567. And you can have tickets for general admission here. Two tickets to go to the rodeo
for
tonight.
Two tickets for tonight's general admission. Now, it says 6:30 on these tickets.
It does. It starts at 6:30.
Okay. So, and then tomorrow night is at 6:30 as well. So, Fred, if you, please do call us back because the number that that was written down is incorrect. So, Fred, if you want Thursday night's tickets, call us, and then we'll be square with all of our tickets. That's what's going on here.
We are giving away Wednesday night's tickets right now. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, off Athens Avenue. They're open, of course, Monday through Friday, and it is Man's Last Stronghold, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, no better place in the world to get a haircut. Okay, we're here.
I can actually say that was where I received my first haircut.
Your first haircut? Right there?
Cypress Square Barbershop, yeah.
You still go there?
I do my own hair now. It's real easy.
Oh, no, I don't believe
you've got,
you.
You've got much more hair than the sheriff.
Thank you.
Do you point that out to him? At any time?
I don't.
Okay, just wondering. We're here with Under Sheriff Eric McGreeny. We're just going to keep pushing those things like that. Eric, I heard something the other day. You know, speaking of barbershops, I heard somebody say in there from in the law enforcement community that the proactiveness that police have had is, you know, going out there and pushing it is gone.
Yeah, it's tough right now. As we were talking about with staffing levels, it's hard to be proactive when you're running minimum staffing levels on the street, minimum of what we have, a set minimum for what we have for Valley Patrol, for up in Burney, up in City Shasta Lake. So when the personnel numbers are dropping and the calls for service are increasing by just the sheer nature and of how things work, you are strictly become responsive. So it's just chasing each call, trying to, what we say, clear the board. So there's a board of has all the pending calls, and they're just trying to crack away at that and get as many of those chiseled down and knocked out and handle them appropriately, because we don't want to take shortcuts. We want to do what's right. We want to give the quality service. So it's handling those appropriately. But at the same time, if you're taking a little bit more time on handling that call, then calls stack up and they start pending. So it becomes a reactive shift, and it's very frustrating. That's hard for a deputy because you want to be proactive. That's the nature of what we do, is go out there and fight crime, to chase down these criminals, to
prevent crime.
Do good work, prevent crime.
But we're no longer in prevention. Now we're into reporting.
Correct.
Well, what about the idea of, you know, like you said, the police are supported up here, law enforcement.
Absolutely.
But in many places in the state and in the country, you guys are bad guys.
Right.
What do you, you know, you haven't run into that, though.
We're fortunate up here. We have a great community. We have good community support. Again, as we were talking about before the break, having the opportunity to go to these community events and meetings, I get a lot of positive feedback on the good work that our men and women do on the street every day. So it's encouraging, but I know the task is keeping our troops motivated to keep fighting that good fight, because they are just chasing calls all day long.
When they get somebody, and then they write them a citation now instead of arresting
right.
them. Or once they do arrest them, they know they're not going to stay in jail.
Correct.
Do you ever feel like, you know, okay, I'm going to do my 8 hours, but I'm not going to put my life on the line out here?
I've never felt that. I've
not
never
you,
heard
but
that.
I mean, it's like, you know, I've been busting my butt here for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's gotten worse.
Right.
Not because we aren't doing better or because we're not arrested and not doing a good job, but it just is overwhelming. I mean, that's got to be tough.
It is, and you're absolutely right. But the flip side of that is there's still the chase every day. Even though you're reactive, you're still going out handling good cases.
Yeah.
You're still going after somebody. You're still
you get the gratification
at the end of the day. Even if you book them in the jail and you know that in a short matter they could be out again, then if they haven't corrected their ways or seen the bright light, then pretty soon you're going to be chasing that same person again. So there is still that excitement that comes with the job, and that's what makes it fun.
There was this old cartoon from Warner Brothers that had the sheepdog, and we all know
yes.
who the sheepdog
yes.
is. Sheepdog protects the sheep from the wolf.
Ralph and Fred,
as they're chasing each other and they're beating up on each other the whole day, and then you hear the whistle go.
And they go clock off.
They both clock off. See you tomorrow, Fred. See you tomorrow, George.
Yep.
And they go off like that. I mean, do you ever see guys like that or girls that you've arrested so many times?
Yep.
They go, well, hi, Sheriff McGreeny.
Absolutely, and that's a great analogy because it is – I don't want to say it's a game. The criminal justice system is not a game, but you almost have to keep a good perspective on things to keep motivated and not get discouraged. So that's a real good analogy.
And a question from one of our listeners is, the kids that went up from Oregon down to Slaughterhouse Island, from what I understand, cleaned the place up pretty well.
We had a really good week.
You had a good week.
Yeah.
And
glad to hear that.
I guess they put out a couple of trash barges out there.
They did.
But the kids cleaned it up really well.
Yeah, because we had a good support. We had a briefing in front of the weekend. We had good alliances with the Forest Service, with Cal Fire, had their boat out there for any medical emergencies. We had the Forest Service. And so they have patrols on the island. We had our boating deputies out there, and it was
– Yeah, the kids –
So
of course
this is
now
a positive thing that happened, even though it was really so disrespectful. It went viral.
It did.
And I'm thinking the alumni that support those colleges went and said, if you think the money that we give to you is to have this disrespectful reputation happen – for our beloved school
mm-hmm.
to hit the world.
No, they got them.
You got another thing coming.
Well, those fraternities,
those
too.
Kids,
they don't want a black guy
that's
either.
That's it. Those kids better come down here and buck up. And they did. There's a positive thing that came out of something that was just the most disgusting, tacky thing. And so, praise that. I'm happy for that.
Yep.
Did you get a new Yeti cooler out of last year?
I did not.
Those Yeti coolers are like $400 or $500.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm twinning because they
released. What
are
they doing, those Yeti coolers?
Well,
gross.
No, but they left all these brand new coolers out there.
Oh,
it was
I don't care.
Like,
they're so gross.
There are people that are very aware of those Oregon weekends, and the minute they pack up, they are out there.
They're out there.
Scavenging, if
really?
You will.
On the 4th of July weekend in San Diego.
Mining the islands.
On the 5th, because on the 4th, everybody goes down to the beaches in San Diego, and I lived on the beach down there. So the next morning, I'm going for a run, and they've already got people out there at 6 in the morning. I was willing to run around 6 in the morning. And they've already got people out there cleaning up the beach, from the city. But there were out there gas grills, the kind that's got, propane. I mean, like big gas grills.
Uh-huh.
Big gas grills. And I'm running by. I'm thinking, who could leave a gas grill? Portable grills. Chairs, coolers, and I'm trotting along there. I'm going, how do you do this? How do you just, is everybody just drunk, or they think, Bob's picking it up and he'll bring
that's
it back,
exactly
and then
it.
Bob thinks that
lawn
chairs,
they got dad.
Oh yeah, I mean you could have
sunglasses and t-shirts and I mean all kinds of stuff.
Probably a time to take your metal detector out there and find some fabulous jewelry that fell off in the sand.
As part of my taxes go to help support the county and of course the sheriff. Is there a chance I could borrow the boat to go fishing?
You know,
What?
We might be able to work something out.
Hey, by the way, working something out, we do still have these two wonderful tickets for tonight, free for the rodeo, for the grandstands, for tonight's opening night. It's the Reading Rodeo. It's just a wonderful night. You know, family, kids under 12 are free. So if you still have got some neighbors or you want to give these to your kids or whatever it is, I think it's under 12 that's free. So give us a call here. Two more tickets. Want to see you fill the stands tonight. 605-4567. Again, two tickets for tonight's general admission rodeo, and we're excited to be able to share that.
Okay. You know what? We've been kind of, you know, smoking and joking, as we say. But we're back into this thing where we still don't have any room. We don't have any money.
Right.
You know, things are flat there. You know, we've had on several occasions they've tried to find ways of bringing more money into our county.
Right.
You know, with the shopping mall and the gravel or the gravel something, the quarry, and
yes.
they've been chased away by our people. D, Initiative D, or
right.
Proposition D,
measure,
whatever,
Measure D,
yep. Was defeated easily. And even though that people thought, that, oh, no, this is going to be a shoe-in. No, I never thought it was going to be a shoe-in.
Right. And I've heard different things. They thought there was enough oversight or, I mean, there's several reasons
that didn't. But the bottom line is.
It didn't pass.
And so now here we are with facing Proposition 57 getting ready to come, Eric. You know, and I asked Tom this, and he kind of like, you know, it's what kind of answer do you give people? What are you guys going
right.
to do?
And there is no perfect answer right now, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, I hate to say do more with less, but that's kind of the philosophy that we've had to adopt here. And until you know, the North State doesn't see the rebound of the economy or the increase in property taxes and revenues, things like that, that support the general fund. We don't realize that as quick as the rest of the state does. It takes a while for it to trickle up to the North State, if you will. So until those revenue, until the economy rebounds and they say we're going in another recession, we hear all that. But until those things rebound, we're tied to the money that we're allocated and the budgets that we're given. So we do what we can to make best with that money and to provide the highest level of service with the monies that we're given. So
I feel like
it's a pendulum, like that pendulum. You know, if you look at history and tradition, that pendulum is always moving. You know, it swings from one side to the other. And I'm hoping that at some point here in the future, it swung to the maximum.
As far as it can go.
As far as it can go, and it's going to start coming back here soon. So that's my optimistic.
And hope it's not a hammer coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, do you think that the Board of Supervisors have done everything they can to find a way of putting more people in jail?
I think that they are looking at things objectively. I do meet with them. We talk about, you know, what the priorities are. So I think that I feel good with the decisions they're making as far as where the priorities are, how the monies are spent. Of course, I could be selfish and say that law enforcement should deserve every single penny that the county obtains, but that's not real. I mean, we have the district attorney's office. You have probation, who all have a purpose in this criminal justice program that need those monies as well to be sufficient and to make the criminal justice system work. So,
do we need to get rid of the public defender's office?
no. I mean, they serve a purpose as well.
They have their
the persona and, you know, the being the arch nemesis rival, but no, they do serve a good purpose and they're an integral part of the criminal justice program. I mean, giving people the representation.
But other places don't have public defender's offices.
I'm trying to think where doesn't, at least in California.
Really?
Yeah.
Each county has a public defender, because I always thought it was you had to get your own lawyer.
No, that's part of that constitution of, you know.
But there used to be we didn't have one.
Not to my recollection.
Maybe the county, this way we're paying for all the overhead, where if we just said, you can get your own lawyer, if you can't get one, then we'll provide one for you, but you'd have them in a list of people.
Correct.
And you just say, okay, you're next in line here, Mr. So-and-so.
And to
and then
a
you don't
degree,
have the
there
overhead.
Is a lot of that.
And you don't have to pay retirement. You don't have to do any of that.
They have a lot of conflict attorneys that fill that role. When they have co-defendants on a case, where they'll provide one from the public defender's office and another attorney from outside, so to deconflict the case. So they're, to a certain degree, you're spot on. They do have that. But at the grand scheme of things, they do provide a vital role as well. So
you're really working this one, aren't you?
I'm trying.
Okay. 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're going to take a break here. One of the ways to solve your problems with Prop 5747 is right down there at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. You can just remember, somebody breaks in your house, you have the castle doctrine, and you feel like your life is threatened, you can end that problem right there, according to every law that I've read. Is that true, Undersheriff?
You can protect yourself and overcome
and your loved ones. But you can only
– violence, great bodily injury.
There you go.
Death.
Meth, rape, mayhem.
Yep.
But only as long as the threat is there.
Correct.
But Bastiani Arms, the customer service they have classes on CCW. They've got every type of gun and firearm you could possibly want. Customer service. Let me say that again. It's absolutely fabulous. John and Sarah Bastiani started this business 8 years ago. This is the only place we buy our guns is at Bastiani Arms. I can't say enough about them. Yeah, Bastiani Arms open Tuesday through Saturday. Again, 2539 Larkspur, or give them a call, 222-8222. We'll be right back with Undersheriff Eric McGreeny.
Consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I see the moon horizon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hope everybody's having a great day. Let's just talk a little bit about, before we get back to Undersheriff Eric McGrinney. See, today is Wednesday, so pre-rodeo grand entry at 5:30 p.m., Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Kitty Pet Parade is tomorrow. The Pancake Breakfast. Wow. Is that
cool?
That's a big
one.
Are you involved in that one?
I am.
Are you back there? Are you cooking? You wear one of those yellow shirts, don't you?
I do, and I come out, and I'm doing the greeting this week.
Doing the greeting.
Okay. I'll be the one pointing you to the correct line.
So you're not the one with the orange juice?
No. Not for me.
Okay. Pancake breakfast there, of course. Ready and Rodeo Parade on May 20th in Myth and Magic of the Old West, and the Championship Rodeo. Is going to start the Champions Challenge. That thing's huge. It's the biggest rodeo. It's the rodeo this weekend right here in Reading is where all the top hands are going to be at.
I think it was 2 years ago they got the sanction or blessing.
Right.
But, Saturday night's a big night.
But listen to John Growney, who was in here.
Mm-hmm.
He says this is the biggest rodeo in the nation as far as the Cowboys in the purse right here in Reading.
The best of the best.
For this weekend.
Wow.
For this weekend. And there's... How many hundreds or even thousands of rodeos there are?
Right.
So, that's great. Okay, we're here with Eric McGrinney, who is the undersheriff. Our sheriff is down in – the sheriff is down in Sacramento for Legislative Day, where they meet the governor yesterday, and today they're slapping around the legislators to make sure that – tell them that no matter where they go, they can still be arrested by one of us.
That's right.
If you ever come up to Shasta Lake – you'll never, may come up to Shasta Lake, but you won't leave from Shasta Lake.
Now we're going to revert back to the whole Italian theme here.
Yeah. Hey, we spend a lot of money on marijuana eradication, going after the big guys. I mean, we spend lots of money on that. I mean, and now that the state's made it legal.
A lot of that funding is gone away and is dried up.
Has it?
Unfortunately.
So you're not going to be seeing the big pushes anymore?
We still have our code enforcement that the Board of Supervisors put into effect a few years ago. So we still have our code enforcement officers who will be looking at that. And they look at the building permits, the lighting, the electrical, all those things. Make sure that the for those that are growing marijuana, they're doing it in the correct fashion. They're not doing it next to schools, things of that nature.
City of Shasta Lake has sold out their park, their industrial park. Yeah, but they've sold out their industrial park, and they've done a lot of things like that, which is bringing in a lot of money to City of Shasta Lake. Do you see that? I don't want to put you in this position.
No.
And so I'm not even going to ask it.
I already know where you're going, and the answer is no.
No. You know what? If it's no matter what you say, that marijuana is still something – that when you put it in your system, it affects you.
Absolutely.
And, the feds have not changed it. The FDA has not changed the fact that it's still a class one?
Correct. And it's still
a felony.
They attribute it to, the gateway drug, that it you get in on that, and then it leads to more things. So we still have the crime here in Shasta County from home invasions, robberies, where people are trying to steal from each other once they harvest or they, are preparing their marijuana for sale or to take to a
wherever they go with
clinic.
It, huh?
Yeah. So we do deal with that.
Clinic.
Trying to think of the right term here.
Yeah, I know what you're going to think of is crack house or something. I'm just going to get off this one because this is a non-win. This is another way if I was an officer that, this one guy said, hey, look, I was going to give this guy was a citation. He started running. He was throwing the stuff up in the air. So I got him. It cost him more because I got him for littering.
Oh, really?
He wrote him up for littering instead of for
the
marijuana.
The evading.
Evading. So it's going to cost you more now.
Yeah.
Eric, if you could just pass anything on to the rest of your deputies and one, of course, to the young man that was hurt.
Thank you.
We want him, of course, to get well. But the others are is that there's a lot of support for y'all out there.
There is, and we see that every day in the Back the Blue campaign.
Of which, in fact, we're going to a luncheon
and
today.
And I'll be there as well at Good News Rescue Mission, so that should be a great event. So I've said it already. I'll say it again. We are very fortunate here in the North State to have the community support that we do. And we were talking about this with some of our command staff members yesterday, that we are We just really got to see it again with the injury of our deputy and the outpouring of support. So just want to say thank you over and over.
Well, you know, it's a tough job. And our deputies here are not the highest paid people in the area either.
I think we're probably the lowest.
You are the lowest. Yeah. And so, if you know, when you get some good deputies here and they've got some time under their belt and they know they can pick up a 25% more someplace else,
right,
not without moving.
Across the street.
Yeah, without moving. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It's tough out there. So we appreciate everybody that's in it. What do you think is going to happen here in the next, if Prop 57? I heard they're turning loose like 57,000 people.
I don't know if it's that much, but it's a significant number.
Uh-huh.
So we're still trying to iron that out and what comes to the North State, and we'll continue to work to mitigate what we can and still provide the level of service. So it's going to be a tough job.
If I try to hit you with a car, it's no longer a felony?
That one, I think, still qualifies as a felony.
It would be
assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, okay. So. I was just wondering because I thought they said that they dropped that one down to a misdemeanor of trying to hit somebody with a car. I mean, all these things, like, okay, so you're
drunk.
Yeah, that's
a lot
of really
a lot
drunk.
Of the drugs.
Yeah, so if you're
reduced.
Really drunk, I'm going to, and I rape you, that's no longer a felony.
The thefts
did they
have
go
gone
bad?
Down, the drug abuse, the dollar amount for vandalism, things of that nature. So.
People have to know how to protect themselves.
They do. And that's why the sheriff is such an advocate of, you know, exercising your Second Amendment right and going out and getting – being responsible and getting your CCW license. I think we're number 3 or 4 in the state as far as how many are issued.
Mm-hmm.
And then per capita, we're probably close there at the top. And we are booked out. We brought in some volunteers that are helping us process some of those.
And I don't think people quicker. I don't think people knew that. So so to be able to get through that faster, huh?
Right.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Eric McCready. He's the undersheriff of Shasta County. We've really enjoyed you being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
I like filling in for Tom.
McGreeny.
Eric McGreeny.
Yeah.
It's not Irish.
It's not Irish.
It's not old McGreeny. It's McGreeny. And you'll be seeing him Friday, if nowhere else, at the Pancake Breakfast. He's the greeter there. And then today, yep. Back to Blue.
And I'll see you there at the Good News Rescue Mission.
Is it at the Good News Rescue Mission?
Yes.
Okay. All right, everybody. Have a great day tomorrow. Another big day in the rodeo campaigns. Have a great day and be careful out there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the facts are all that matter when it comes to that memo allegedly written by former FBI Director James Comey.
We can't deal with speculation and innuendo. And there's clearly a lot of politics being played. Our job is to get the facts and to be sober about doing that.
Number of media outlets are reporting that Comey wrote the memo following a February meeting with the president when the president asked him to let go of the FBI investigation into fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. In that other controversy swirling around the White House, Israeli officials are reportedly downplaying any damage caused by President Trump's disclosure of classified information to Russians.
Donald Trump is actually...